Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
We're doing fine. How about you?
Doing fine.
All right. What's your name?
Roger Wells.
Roger Wells. Okay. Mr. Johnson is going to conduct your hearing today.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr.
Good, good. How you doing? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay. All right. Mr. Wells, just for the record, could you please state your full name and your ADC number for us?
My full name is Roger Robert Wells, and my ADC number is 271246.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Wells. So you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I want to introduce you to the board members that are conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Newell. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. And my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead today. So also with us today, representing the Department of Correction as well as Parole Office, is Mr. Turner, sir.
It worked.
Okay.
Yes, Mr. Turner.
Yes, Mr. Turner. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry, sir.
Prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, sir.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, Mr. Wells, or you speak
to No, sir. I am financially not capable of hiring an attorney at this present time.
Okay, so you representing yourself today, sir?
Absolutely.
Okay. So at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
So your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one. You have one allegation on your warrant, Mr. Wells. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read you the allegation, sir, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes, sir.
All right. The allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision 12B, as demonstrated by your failure to reside at the Residential Behavior Modification Program at Behavioral Systems Southwest, 6420 South Park Avenue in Tucson, Arizona, on May 6, 2018. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
I am true, sir.
Okay, thank you. All right, General, based on the admission of Mr. Wells, I move to find that he was delinquent as he violated his terms and conditions of his supervision, and he may have lapses about the lapse in two public ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Okay, motion by myself, second Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two to get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then we're going to go over some information with you and give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Turner.
Mr. Wells was released from ADC custody on 1/25/2018 and arrested on 5/26/2018 by Tucson PD. No new charges are noted. He's returned back to ADC custody on 5/27/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 6/15/2019 with 20 abscondes. Current conviction, 2010, organized retail theft, 2 years and 6 months. 2011, commitment B, count 4, aggravated robbery, 8 years. 2011, commitment B, count 6, aggravated robbery, 8 years. There are no prior convictions, and this is his first term at ADC with a CUIR score of 3.3. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 1. No STG information is noted, and there's no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is moderate, with drugs and theft noted. Other arrests, 2010, theft, Arizona, unknown. 2010, domestic violence, Arizona, unknown. Has a GV score of G2, V4.
All right, thank you, Mr. Turner. So, Mr. Wells, I see that when you were released, you were approved to reside with your sister, Ingrid Wells, at 2721 North Ferrox Avenue in Tucson. Then it looks like on February 23rd, you were placed at the 90-day residential treatment program at Behavioral Systems Southwest, located at 6420 South Park Avenue. Then it says you left that program on May 6th without your parole officer's approval, at which time you were, your whereabouts became unknown. So why did you leave the program, sir?
Well, sir, I do take accountability for my actions. At that time, I decided to become homeless and abscond from parole, and I decided to do drugs. Due to the fact that I, unfortunately, I was in contact with the employment coordinator in Manzanita unit, and he gave me job leads, but when I tried to follow up on the job leads, they were all dead ends, so that led me to get into depression, or excuse me, not necessarily depression, but feel hopeless, and I just didn't really feel I didn't feel good about the situation, because he's supposed to be the employment coordinator, and the job leads were dead ends, so I just decided to I was being irresponsible on my part. That was a poor decision, but I'm trying to change my ways and et cetera. I actually will possibly be aware that I actually will rescue my money. I actually received financial aid from them, but I'm able to save them. As I said, I'm relapsing and becoming homeless. I filled out financial aid from National University of Illinois and they said.
So were you working during that period of time, sir?
I wasn't necessarily working. I tried to get a job, as I said, through the employment coordinator and I met him. I was in contact with him. I was following the job leads the best I could. They were dead end for some reason. I know it sounds kind of a little odd, but I followed up with them when I was released. So I was in contact with them every day. Each morning I called, and the job needs that I had were unfortunately dead ends. But I actually had an opportunity to work for a strange part of this, but I didn't take the opportunity. It was a little bit too early in the morning for me. I'm more of an afternoon person, to be honest. Right now, I have a job working as a child coordinator, and I've been working every day. It's more of your own manager in a sense. But I mean, I'm trying my best to be responsible. I'm working every day on my mental, my psyche, my emotional status, my physical. I'm working out. I'm working on my cognitive thinking with my friends. They're helping me do educational resources. They're helping me with getting positive thinking in the center.
Okay. Well, so it looks like that when you got out on January 30th, you had a negative UA, then on March 23rd, you had a negative UA, on March 26th, you had a negative UA, and then again on April 23rd, you had a negative UA, then looks like you missed three of them, one on January 29th, one on February 14th, and one on March 3rd, March 9th, you missed. And then on February 16th, you were positive for cocaine, and then in April of 16, you were positive for methamphetamine. So what you said you kind of relapsed. So what caused you to relapse, sir?
As I said, it was just not getting the job leads that the employment coordinator gave me from the employment center at Manzanita unit. I was in contact with him when I was released. And for some of the job leads he was giving me, they were they were dead ends, so I just decided to relapse. And unfortunately, I relapsed. I was trying to stay drug free, and I unfortunately made a bad choice in living.
Okay, so after you had been stopped for the positives that you had for drug testing, and when you were placed into the program, you know, why were you having a hard time programming in a group session?
Well, with my mental health, I just have a lot of difficulty in group settings. I just feel uncomfortable and I feel a lot of anxiety. I was having one-on-one counseling with my substance abuse counselor, and it was going okay for a while, and I wasn't being responsible, in which I'm trying to make an effort now to get my life together. And it's unfortunate. I apologize mainly to my family, and you know, my family, I'm like the only one in my family that had the mistakes that I've had in my family. And like, I come from a good family. They raised me out of morals. My older brother is an athletic trainer. He has a doctor's degree. Mm-hmm. He also has he has a master's degree in criminology. He's something I should be looking up to. I just made some poor choices.
Well, it definitely sounds as though that someone, your brother, would be someone you could look up to, sir. What were you doing when the police came in contact you while you were out for those 20 days?
Well, what was I doing? I was just wandering around trying to figure out like what I can do to get my life together. But I mean, within those 20 days, I was walking around with friends, people that I've, you know, unknowing that we're all, you know, homeless. I mean, just getting high, sleeping in the odd places, you know, stuff like that. I mean, I was looking for the drug, and got a hold of me, and when I got arrested and came to an APRON unit for the detox, I went to meet with y'all, and when I got to the unit I'm at now, I was going to withdraw for about 10 days. That was probably one of the worst experiences that I've had in my life as far as sickness goes. I was vomiting, I had cold sweats, my stomach was real stagnant, and I couldn't digest fluids or liquids. I couldn't eat food for like about 8 to 10 days, and then I was feeling real weak. It's just so bad experience. It's something that I definitely learned from, but I've never had this on the front of my
life. Okay, Mr. Wells, I'm not sure if the board has any additional questions for you, sir. Since the board has no additional questions for you, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board as we come up on a conclusion of your hearing without repeating yourself?
I wrote a speech, and with all the respect to the executive parole board, thank you for granting me the possibility of being released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. I'd like to apologize to my family for taking it for granted, for not using my goals and my family raising that path. I was weak and I was blessed to come back to prison temporarily, considering my circumstances. I was fortunate to be reawakened to my positive attributes. Regardless of what happens to the cure today, I will continue to make changes to my character that will benefit my mental, physical, spiritual, and whatever. Continue to take my sight message as well. I'm trying to get involved in music theory, substance abuse, and software. I'm staying away from drugs. I'm surrounding myself with right-learning, positive people. If I'm released, I plan to attend either African University online or go back to Pima Community College East Campus, where I attended school there from 2004 to 2006 and had 11 transferable credits. I was one of the coordinators of the American Student Club, president of the African American Cultural Club, College of Reading, Student Leadership. I was nominated for the National Business, but I didn't get the award due to a poor GPA at that time. But I was focused on that actually created vaccine needs. I was very involved in the community, but I unfortunately didn't have the GPA for that award. I should have studied more. At Calvary High School, I was elected into a good call, Kusu Women's High School Achievement 2004. So I have potential to do it. Considering my past achievements, praise, and outrage, that does not take from the fact that I didn't reach my full potential. Looking back at my learning life as a teen and young adult, it brings me great discontent and disappointment. However, I am accountable for my mishaps and more than willing to be myself. I know I am capable to do so through the life lessons I've learned, and it's really quite simple. It is against the law that I must refrain from doing my misactivities.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Wells, the board is about to go into discussion. So while we're in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain on the line, have to remain silent while the board is in discussion so that you can hear the conversation taking place amongst the board. During the discussion, we will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. When we make that decision, we'll get back to you and let you know. So please stay on the line, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
The board is now into discussion. Apparently, Mr. Wells is a very bright young man. He's been very active and very involved in numerous programs that he's been in. He's just, I think these drugs have gotten the best of him. And I think if I wrote it down right, he says he was out looking for drugs, and the drugs got a hold of him, and he, you know, wound up absconding for 20 days. He does have a long release period, which is almost a year, but he'll be released on June 15th of 2019. I think since he's been incarcerated, it sounds like he's been doing some good things and trying to get himself together. Although he does have a long period of time, I think it's going to be best for Mr. Wells to remain incarcerated while he's there, work on some programs for himself, continue to attend programs that are going to help him so that when he get out, he'll be a stronger person and won't relapse and won't have the problems that he's having now and have any negative contact with law enforcement. I have to come back before this board. That's my opinion. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Okay, not hearing any comments coming from the colleagues, I am now going to make a motion. I move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Wells, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had a lapse, was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, second by Ms. Woodhouse. Agreed, Mr. Neal and Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Wells?
Yeah.
So the board is voting to revoke your community supervision. We do want to wish you the best and hope that you will keep and continue to doing the programs while you're incarcerated so that you can be drug-free when you're released and that you won't have any more negative contacts with law enforcement. In other words, you have to come back before this board again, sir. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Wells. However, you will be released on June 15th of 2019. June 15th of 2019. Thank you, sir, and thank you for appearing. Could you please put the CO3 back on the line?
Okay, thank you. I'll be there, brother.
You too.
Thank you.